Box A, insertion operator. So first note that cout is really an object of type ostream. It's a global variable found in one of the standard header files. We recall that we can output the built-in C++ types with cout. If you try to use cout with a user-defined type, you will find that it does not work. So our goal here is to make it work. That is, we would like to be able to use cout to output instances of our classes, such as Vector3 objects. Now observe what an operator is actually translated to. It's translated to a function call. This is shown in the second bullet. Now, obviously the writers of Ostream didn't know about our user-defined class Vector3 or any other user-defined type we made, and consequently there is no overloaded insertion operator which takes a Vector3 object. Moreover, we cannot edit Ostream and add such a method since it's a standard library class and it's not recommended to edit such things. So the trick is to make the overloaded operator a non-member function. The left-hand side parameter represents cout, and the right-hand side parameter represents the object we want to output. Box B, insertion operator continued. The box shows the general syntax of overloading the insertion operator for some type. Note again that this is a non-member function. In the example, we implement the function for a Vector3 type. The function simply outputs the vector components in a nicely formatted way. Box C, extraction operator. First note that cin is really an object of type iStream. It's a global variable found in one of the standard header files. We recall that we can input the built-in C++ types with cin. If you try to use cin with a user-defined type, you will find that it does not work. So our goal here is to make it work. That is, we would like to be able to use cin to input instances of our classes, such as Vector3 objects. Now, observe what an operator is actually translated to. It's translated to a function call. This is shown in the second bullet. Now, obviously the writers of iStream did not know about our user-defined class Vector3 or any other user-defined type we made, and consequently, there is no overloaded extraction operator which takes a Vector3 object. Moreover, we cannot edit iStream and add such a method since it's a standard library class and it's not recommended to edit such things. So the trick is to make the overloaded operator a non-member function. The left-hand side parameter represents cin, and the right-hand side parameter represents the object we want to input. Box D, extraction operator continued. Box D shows the general syntax of overloading the extraction operator for some type. Note again that this is a non-member function. In the example, we implement the function for a Vector3 type. The function simply asks the user to input the vector components one by one. Again, the implementation of these functions is largely up to you. You define what it means to input or output an object of some user-defined type. As a final note, observe that both the insertion and extraction operators access the data of a Vector3 object. This is legal since the data members of Vector3 are public in this case. However, this will not always be the case. Therefore, typically you will find the overloaded insertion and extraction operators declared as friends of the class they operate on. In this way, the overloaded insertion and extraction operators could access the private data of Vector3 without any problems.